everyone. We are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Fantastic, as ever. I got a four-day weekend.
Nice.
Yes. So, next on the show, we have Noble.
Sorry, all I could think of doing was laughing for the day.
Okay.
Like if that was like some sort of creepiest intro, I don't know if that probably would have taken the cake.
No, if you want creepy intro, I'll try to do it next time.
Nah, say, so, you know, time and a place for it. And probably you might have to look the part. So, yeah, it's only the execution. Yep. Next on the show, we have No Dragons.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody?
Good to have you again.
Yep, and, good to be back.
Yeah, for the first time ever, we have a first timer on the show, Papa Liner. Welcome aboard.
What's up, your boy, Killer Keemstar? No, just kidding. Fuck that. Okay. Yeah. What's up?
All right. So, just as a quick, for our first timers, though, introduce yourself. What's your persona? How long have you been in the furry community for? And yeah, just kind of what drew you here?
Let's discuss that. Honestly, I don't even know. I think it's been like 4 years, almost five, I think. Mm-hmm. I started on a furry amino, and that shit was fucking ass. Like, I wanted to, like, fucking 13-year-olds for days. Fuck millennials. 2020. I'm a wolf, except for this, because, yeah, we'll be discussing that later. But, yeah, it's lit.
All right, cool.
Any plans to move on up and upgrade to a fursuit?
I mean, I do have a fursuit, but, I mean, it's kind of at my friend's house, like, 54 miles away, and I'm too lazy to go get it.
That's fine.
But, that's yeah.
Coolio. So, let's get started. The first item on the show, and our namesake of our episode, The King in My Hand, well, says everything. Now, it's all in the cards, my dudes. It's all in the cards. So, yeah.
I wonder what magicians are going to think about this.
Gender-neutral playing cards. So, somebody, a forensic philosophy graduate in the Netherlands, is proposing replacing the king, queen, and jack in decks of playing cards to challenge gender inequality. The king, queen, and jack will be replaced by gold, silver, and bronze.
What the fuck?
I have to question when gold, silver, and bronze is going to be considered racist.
I have to consider when the fuck miners are going to okay this.
Oh yeah.
I have to consider why this is an issue in the first place.
It's only an issue because people make it an issue. That's it.
That's
wait
true.
Wait till a magician starts like fucking talking about it and be like, instead of it's just like turns into a whole comedian show and it's like, yeah, we're about to be talking about general neutral cards. Like, what is the fucking problem?
At which point you're gonna lose everyone.
Are all magicians now sexist if they don't embrace the gold?
No, they're fucking feminist. They're fucking feminist, Avera.
Oh no.
Like, and also you have to consider, there's also one more thing I consider, how do these cards match up, you know, like friggin' in the original pack you've got them lined up with suits, you know, the jack of hearts, queen of hearts, and then the jack of clubs and so on, and I'm like, does like the bronze of hearts bring ring correct to you?
Like, no. Wait, are you sure that the jack is bronze and not gold or silver?
That's a good question. You know, I was wondering, because they said they were challenging the gender norms, right? But what if they made the king, like gold.
Yo, wait.
How dare you value the king more than the queen? I can already see the complaints going. Oh, God.
That seems like what they're doing. You know, and then Jack is bronze. I mean, that makes sense.
And the queen is just silver. Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. And I'm going to get to the next line in the same article as well.
Can I look at...
I'll highlight this for you. The inventor of the gender-neutral cards, Indy Melnick, says the fact that a king is more valuable than a queen is a subtle inequality. It implies a man is of higher rank than a woman. Which is usually the point where outrage would kick in. Nonsense! Face cards are royalty. It's history. Don't mess with tradition.
Hey, yeah, it's like, just...
women, it's stating that women don't have rights. Like, literally. Like, I didn't know that was a thing already, apparently.
The only thing I have to point out about this is, what about the Queen of England? Is she subservient to the King of England at the moment?
Bro, just make it fucking, like, the Queen of England, Harry, and fucking his wife. Like, honestly, I don't know. Like, some shit like that.
guys, we're being progressive here. We call her the Silver of England.
The Silver of England.
Dude, honestly, the fact that, like, they put gold, silver, and bronze in, wait, why gold, silver, and bronze? Okay, gold is worth a lot, silver is worth a little bit, and, like, then you, like, have, like, bronze, but it's, like, they're worth nothing in America, so what does that have with us?
Well, I would think about it like the medals, like when you, like the Olympics.
I would also take a gander that they might be gamers, and like if you play multiplayer games, gold, silver, bronze. Like bronze is obviously like the worst.
Oh, don't you fucking dare bring up the COD rankings! I swear to God, we're gonna have a fucking problem if we have to bring up the COD fucking rankings in this chat right now. We're gonna have a massive fucking problem.
It's not related to Call of Duty, if that's what you're talking about. I was meaning more like.
Oh, yeah. I was meaning more like. Bring up that live comment.
Queen actually is more.
Ooh, we have a live comment. I want to see
it. Yeah, here's
it.
Scorch says, in many other places, including chess, the queen actually has more power than the king.
That is true.
It is true. Actually,
imagine a fucking queen topping a king. That's kind of actually kind of hot. I'm not even gonna play. That's actually kind of sexy. You know what? Actually, I approve of that.
But yeah, that's a good point though about like chess, right? I mean, technically, you do have to defeat the king in order to win, but the queen is like the best player.
No, this isn't fucking chess, Avera. This is not chess.
Yeah, and then that's like arguing. You know, the queen should be the highest suit than the king, but still.
Isn't the queen a higher suit than the king in some card games?
I think in poker, yeah, maybe.
Well, I was thinking like hearts. I thought queen of hearts was like the best card.
I thought the queen of hearts was either cursed or whatever have you, but.
I'm pretty sure aces are the highest in most card games. It's not even.
But
like
you know what fucking... though? God, but you know what though? That was another fail with the thematic thing. Nah, there's no platinum. Aces should be platinum.
Wait, no. Kings are the highest in 21. 21, the kings are the highest. I think they're 10. I think they're 10, yeah.
Yeah, but...
aces are the highest because they can be 11. They can be 1. Yeah,
like in Blackjack, you know, same thing, you know? Ace can be a 1 or an 11. Oh, God. This is another good live comment, you guys. Inu says, does a full house constitute calling the police because too many people and not enough social distance?
No, wear your fucking mask, you bitch. If you don't, I'm going to have a fucking problem. Don't be like the Karens that come to the store and be like, oh, I don't have to wear a mask. Oh, fuck you. Like, no.
There's two different kinds of mask Karens. There are the ones that call your manager if you don't wear a mask also. Like, you're going to give me the COVIDs. How dare you?
I'm kind of curious, though, why the person who created this deck was so lazy.
Also, what the what the fuck is this chat saying yip for? What the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
People leave comments all the time here and there. It's like, welcome to the, I guess we can just say welcome to our weird dysfunctional family.
Yo, can we also bring up these mans that said, I like the Iraq war cards best? Bro, what the fuck?
I mean, there's a version I should show you, actually.
There you might as well bring Pearl Harbor back.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
You might as well bring Pearl Harbor back.
I just got sent a version of these playing cards that would make a very good substitute for the current prop of Jacks, Queens, and Kings.
So I'm curious about this new type of deck this woman invented. Is it like being sold in places, or is it
That's
just like
thing.
A
yeah? It's being sold. I'll show you. The link. Here's the official website. These are the GSB playing cards. I'm loading this up now. Yes, there is. Oh god.
Oh no! It's actually a real thing.
Fucking god! Please kill me.
Personally, I think the creator of this was lazy because they've kept with the original symbolism, which can still have the gender ideals behind it. So they really should have just designed it from scratch.
Okay, wow. GSB.
Holy shit, they're expensive.
£9.95, whatever the freak.
So that's probably around $11 American.
You might as well put like fucking ID chips in that shit so you can bring them to a fucking casino. Cause like honestly, bro, like I could just buy a casino fucking token for that much. Like there's no fucking point.
I don't think these would even be considered like certified, like available to use at casinos. You know, you bring your.
I mean, who is like, normal casino would want to buy that and break the norms? You know.
No, the problem is if a casino did bring those out, there's a high possibility that they may lose a shit ton of their customers. Seriously, though, what gamer in the card game sort of thing professionally is going to want to sit down and play a game with different cards?
Exactly. Right.
Not me, because I'm just fucking lazy and I don't really give a shit. If they give me the cards and they give me my fucking money, I don't really give a shit.
Do you imagine the amount of arguments that are going to be about what card is what?
Yeah,
you're
going to
have a Karen walking in with, like, you're going to have a one Karen walking in. She's like, fucking give me that card, bitch. And I'm like, okay.
No, but this is the thing, though. Like, this is why it doesn't solve whatever fake gender problem that this woman is trying to solve. If you make
let's have
gold,
a read of the of no, the no. Of...
like what? Come on.
She's not solving; she's creating one.
An artificial problem, and let's have a look at the official website. Like in their own words on the website, same thing as well. You know,
shit.
Gender hierarchy differences. Oh, get the hell out of here!
Yeah. Yeah, and race too, quote unquote. You know, why should the king, queen, and jack be white? I'm like, bruh.
Oh no.
Bruh.
Whoa, really? Like, what the actual fuck? Who thought of these?
With sex and race inequality? What the? How?
Inequality? What are you talking about? What the fuck?
Oh my goodness! This is these people are bonkers, man.
Honestly, I don't know if I ever want to fucking play goddamn cards again now because I have to deal with stupid people now because they're like, oh yeah,
hey,
fuck
well,
you.
You know, at this point you just say, hey, show me your deck. And like, if you got a queen, yeah, I'm playing. Hey, but honestly, rest assured, I promise you we will not ever play.
So Joel, I have to make a really bad pun here. Does that mean we are asking for unsolicited deck picks now?
Oh, God. What is wrong with you?
What the fuck? Oh my god. Yo, let's can I make a really shitty joke?
Yeah, sure.
So like now it's gonna be like when you have like a card dealer, now it's gonna be like when the car dealer fucking, like, it's going to be, like, all fucking goddamn car dealers. And instead of, like, you have any car dealers that are, like, right, now you're going to have with that, you're going to have gender-neutral equality tables. And one's just going to deal with the woman's table with the left because they don't have any fucking rights. And then the next one, the men, they're just going to have all right-handed car dealers.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Aaron, it had to be fucking said. You know it's possible.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the only way to solve gender discrimination is by discriminating the genders, obviously.
Yeah, well, but sure. Here's another thing, too. Like, speaking of race stuff, Noble, you sent me this.
Yeah.
Playing cards, African Legends. Yeah.
What?
What is this? The fuck?
Is that Mansa Musa? Oh, hey, Nefertiti's looking cool.
Bro, is that Nefertiti? True. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Queen Amin. Amina?
Dude, is Ramses? Is Ramses?
And Ace, Nelson Mandela.
What the hell? Okay, so Elon Musk is technically South African.
Yeah.
Is he on African here?
Legs, he should be a freaking ace on that stuff. Yo, man.
No,
he's not on the cards because he's white, and that would be considered racist.
Next thing they should add is fucking have Chris Kyle, the Navy SEAL, on that shit.
Oh yeah.
No, because he fucking, like, he shot that African kid, like, and they should fucking put him on that shit.
It is kind of cool they had Mansa Musa on there. You know that
they need to make an Egyptian one. Someone said in the chat, and I'm like, yes, Ramses.
Yeah, Duke and Carmen, and you know, and the ace card should be the gift gods.
That would be cool. That's an African collection, so that would include Egypt. But yeah, having one specifically for Egypt would be nice. African Legends deck to be far more sensible than this gender neutral bullshit.
We should just make it fucking Democrats. We should just make Democrat cards, like a tar deck for Democrats and one for fucking Republicans.
No.
Well, that's basically what they're trying to do. I mean, the whole.
They should also make one for Russia.
Yeah, there's a lot, man.
All right. At least it beats
the. Well, what's on the market, so hey. The new release on the market. Goodness, no. Oh, but yeah, it's a lot of other stuff.
Discriminated against. What the fuck?
All right, so, yeah, shall we move on to the next item?
Please.
Sure.
Yeah, Noble, you're gonna be leading this one. You definitely may know a lot more about this than I do. So, yeah, Noble, take this away. This is about, a crowdfunding issue. Like, should big publishers, you know, be crowdfunding comics alongside independent DIY creators?
Can the DIY system of crowdfunding mesh the establishment? Looking into the growing use of crowdfunding.
The thing about this is, what's it called? Power Rangers got canned from using Kickstarter. Was that?
Look, my opinion with this is that if a large corporate entity isn't sure if something's going to take off and they want to put it onto a Kickstarter fund and say, hey, look, we need X amount of money to get this off the ground. If people like what they see and they crowdfund it, it gets made. If it doesn't, they're allowing the community to choose. They're not turning around and making the decisions themselves. I mean, look what happened with Deadpool, for instance. The guys at the top of liking were like, there's no way this is going to pass. And yeah, let's look at what Deadpool 1 did. This is just ridiculous. I honestly can't comprehend why Power Rangers would get kicked off
a
crowdfunding site like this. It's just ridiculous. If this is something that people want, people should have the right to choose. But instead, no, a couple of people go, no, this is wrong, and throw it away.
But what's wrong with the Power Rangers specifically? Like, do people just not want to see it? I mean, I'd like to see it. I don't know.
I think it has to do with the fact that it's a large company and not a small group. But as some of the articles have made out, that this will bring more people to that platform or the platforms where it's been placed on to go fund other small things. So someone say go funds the Power Rangers and they've never been on Kickstarter before, or GoFundMe or wherever.
Okay, yeah. So this start isn't
poking
like
around and think of the place. It will help bring more customers.
And right, for so anyone, but this is not
honestly. Why don't they just go put on fucking Netflix or Hulu well, or some
like,
shit?
It's not a fan like, film, right? Like this is actually the company itself trying to do this.
Yes, this is a comic book that the company wanted to produce, and they decided to take it to the public to fund it instead of going out and sourcing, you know, one or two major companies or something to get it off the ground and then not know whether or not they're going to sell.
I feel like that's even a better option. You know, I mean, you know, if the people yes. want it, you know, supply and demand, right? Like, you know, that's better audience interaction too.
Okay, but Avira, here's the issue with that, right? And I'm being completely sarcastic, if you couldn't tell by my tone, but
okay.
The issue with it is Power Rangers part of big corporation that bad.
Is that really what people's problem is?
I'll show you. Some it's just a bunch of crazies that always say this because once again, Power Rangers has a net worth of $522 million. You do not need Kickstarter. And there we go. Power Rangers comic book collection gets crowdfunded. 188,000, you know. Super popular.
Well, and also look at the stats too. $488,000 was pledged, and they were 976% funded. So they only needed what, like 40,000 or something? What?
That's yeah, they only needed 50,000, and they made almost 10 times as much.
You know what?
Yeah, but that's good because then that means that obviously there was a demand for it, so they're going to make more, right?
Yo, when are they going to put this shit into Fortnite skins? That's what I want to fucking know.
A lot of people seem to forget that when a place has a net worth, that's its value, not how much money they have.
And this seems like it was just an experiment. Right, like they were just trying to gauge the audience, like what they wanted to see, and I guess people want to see this. So,
I honestly don't know, but it sounds like that person misconceived the idea of, say, you have a house that's worth $2 million, but when you bought it was only worth about, say, $100,000. You know, just because you got a property that's worth $2 million doesn't mean you can go out and spend $2 million on something.
That's right.
It's the same as having worth. Just because it's worth that doesn't mean you have that money on hand right there and then to spend.
Okay, but the problem is that a lot of people don't actually understand how businesses work, right? Yeah, and that, like, just because, like, supposedly you have a net worth of, say, $20 million, it doesn't mean you have $20 million to spend. You have expenses. You have all of this stuff to deal with. You got to pay your employees, right? You know,
yeah,
as much as everyone wants to hate corporations, they're still the biggest as far as employment goes.
And the best part is if the comic book ends up going in a direction where people don't like, they've got a direct connection with all the fans and not some rabid Twitter mob going completely off their ass about shit that shouldn't even concern them. And that's where a lot of places are failing. A TV show I've been watching has basically done that. And I've just canned watching it now because it's terrible. It's the same with the comics. If they take a direction that the fans don't like, the actual fans that they're making it for, well, they either go back or it gets shut down. That's really
how little correction. Power Rangers wasn't banned off Kickstarter. It's just... salty people wanted them banned from Kickstarter because Power Rangers didn't need to be on Kickstarter because of the network stuff. So,
to be fair, though, if they only needed like $40,000, I'm pretty sure the company could just, you know, do that. But it seems like they just wanted to get an idea of what people wanted, see if it was even worth it. That seems to be what's going on. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
You know, people use Kickstarter like we come from the big names to even like the indies and all that to get their projects launched off the ground.
I guess a better option for them would probably just to do like a poll on Twitter or something like, hey, how many people want us to do this? And
another thing they could have done was do their own funding thing. So instead of relying on Kickstarter, use their already established business model to say, hey, we want to raise X amount of money. Pay us to it directly. If we reach our goal, you'll get this, this, and this, depending on how much you pay. Instead of relying on something that's already established.
I guess alternatively, they could have made merchandise and been like, hey, like 20% of the sales of this merchandise is going to go towards this.
That's a good another idea.
Could have done would have been to produce the first comic, release half of it, and see how people respond. But I've seen demos like that in comic book shops before. But there's only like one in my state, so.
But yeah, like, I mean, would there be probably, you know, a public outcry if, say, Marvel or DC went on and started their projects and went through that Kickstarter route as well?
Probably. So there's a lot. It's weird because everyone hates Disney now, right? Because it's trendy to hate Disney. So there might be public outcry for Marvel, and then I think everyone would just give DC crap because, like, what was the last good movie DC released?
That's a tough one.
I think it was like Iron Man and Hulk were pretty damn good. I'm not sure. I can't remember the first Thor movie, but
Iron Man was cool. Like the original, yeah.
But now, you know, they're doing all sorts of weird stuff as well in the movies, aren't they?
No.
Like,
don't
God, you know what? Everybody's friggin' hyping over with what's called Godzilla versus King Kong.
Oh, yeah, they're doing that again?
Wait, is this a Japanese group, or is this actually an American thing?
I think it's an American thing this time.
Okay, I need marshmallows.
I wonder how much bigger they're going to make King Kong. Godzilla. Or I guess both, yeah. Because have you seen like this trend? Like I was watching some video about this. Every single Godzilla movie, like he just gets bigger and bigger. Every movie. I think the last one he was in, I think it was like 2014 or something. He was like the size of a skyscraper. It was nuts.
Pretty soon he'll just be the size of the world. He'll be fighting space monsters.
Yeah, right? He'll be throwing moons at people. Why not?
You know, and here I thought it was the Japanese who loved doing crossover stuff, but, you know, hey-ho, what did we get?
I also think it's really funny that they have Godzilla versus King Kong. You know, King Kong is that just big gorilla who climbed up the Empire State Building. How is he supposed to fight a freaking dinosaur? Like, no.
Fireblast.
Stomp him.
Don't worry, Avira. By the narrative, King Kong will win. Because he's the underdog. The underdog always has to win, right?
Yeah.
But dinosaurs are cool.
That's pretty much it, isn't it, though? But
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's like, who's got, like, the real question is, like, how much destruction are we going to get from either of them? Just from either of them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, right? It's only going to be white monuments that are destroyed, right?
Oh, yeah, like the Lincoln Memorial, Washington Monument, yeah, all that.
A couple of black monuments were also targeted.
I know, but yeah. I'm just making fun of the current social situation, right? because it's like really trendy to hate anything that's white.
Yeah, I mean, they'd get even one of them just to squash it down like King Kong Smash, the Lincoln Memorial. Some other stuff like that, you know? Could see that happening, but come on. They're giants, man. Like you gotta get something that's the scale of them.
They're gonna destroy everything. That's basically what it boils down to.
Like, I mean, if they literally yeeted the friggin' Empire State Building just by lifting it up from the ground. Yeah?
I think that would actually be really funny.
I got a feeling Antifa and all that are going to absolutely love this movie because it's going to be completely trashing the US, which they weren't able to do so successfully.
Ah, we'll see. Or if it's just, you know, or we just let it be and let them, those two just duke it out, which would be a better route, you know.
Well, but Joel, everything has to be political, right? Everything has to be political. We got to put politics in everything. We can't just have some good old-fashioned two monsters going at it for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if King Kong is not waving a rainbow flag, I will be offended.
Why does everyone always have to compensate for everything? One thing. Sorry.
So I mean, if you want to go that route, right? Like, if you ever see a big truck, like a giant, like a big pickup truck. You know that guy has a small. He's his package is suffering a little bit, right? It's that whole compensation thing.
Yeah, or like one of those Humvees or something with like the giant tires. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we say that in Colorado. I don't know if it's a thing at other states, but
probably in Texas.
All right. So. Yeah, I believe that's that. What do you think about this whole, just to wrap up, like, you know, people using Kickstarter and so forth?
I don't think there's anything wrong with companies using Kickstarter as long as, like, they set realistic expectations and say, hey, like, please only donate this amount or something like that.
Yeah. People gotta, you know, people will pay up if they expect, you know, to you to deliver on their promises.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, isn't it? Avira?
Yes, well, like I said, I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, I get the whole, oh, they have $522 million, but you know what? If they want to do it, you know, I wonder if it was like some intern that, you know, is just trying to like pay his way like through college. Works at this company is like, hey, I want to do a project for you guys, and you're like, all right, cool, go put it on Kickstarter and check out what people want to see. That's fine,
right? Would you also try and enlist our guest, talk about what he wanted to talk about?
Yeah, so guys, this is Pup Berliner, also known as
let's see if we can get Pup Berliner, you still there?
Yeah. Yes, I am still here. I was just playing guitar because I had no reference to anything you guys were just talking about. So I was like, okay.
That's all right. I think it's time, you know, it's time for that segment that we can let you talk what you wanted to talk about, wasn't it?
Yes. If anyone has any questions that relate to it, just post it up here. Just like post it on the thing so I can see it. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask me. If anything gets brought up. Chat, just post it so I can see it so I don't have to look at the chat. So I'm going to talk a bit about the PubPlay fandom. Avera also wants to know about this. So there's a alpha, a beta, and an omega. An alpha is usually the highest ranking you can get, which is a starter of a pack, which is usually you can get as many people as you want into that. But mainly I have an alpha, so I'm his beta. So anyone below me would technically be an omega because I'm his partner. So if anyone, say someone else to join, that would be the omega. But otherwise, there's, a big community where I live in Boston. Usually you can find like access to chats and stuff for people if you're maybe looking to get information on it, on like Facebook. Other furries may just have answers like I do. Let's see, what do I want to cover first? So there's like a couple things. So I talked about the rankings. There's a lot of sexual stuff involved, which I don't know if we care to talk about here, but I mean, I'm just probably going to skip that part because...
Well, I mean, I was just curious if it's like a friend thing or is it like solely fetish-wise?
It can be a friend thing and like a partner-wise thing. It's, you can be in a relationship. You don't have to be. Like, I mean, it can be a friend thing where you have like, you know, four people. I mean, it doesn't really matter how you do it. It's just how it's about who the person is and how they feel about that. So with me, I'm okay with the Kiru because we're, you know, we're dating, of course, and that's a different story than maybe some people that aren't dating their partner or their alpha or beta or whatever. But I mean, I'm fine with him seeing someone else if he really wanted to. And he would just have to discuss it with me. I would have no problem with it. So it's just more about talking to the other person. And yeah, it's more about like major communication. Like not like a normal relationship, like where it's just small amounts of, you know, communication. It's more like you need to communicate like right away if you're going to do something.
Right. So one of the differences that I've noticed with pups versus furries is that furries, you know, have different species, different stuff like that. With pups, is it like, do you have like pup sonas? Like, are there different types of breeds out there, or is it kind of just...
Yes, there is for puphoods. I don't know about like breeds specifically, but they do have different types of puphoods. Like, I got mine from Mr. S. Leather. So there's like a difference in the ears. You can also get it custom where like it has whiskers and stuff and like piercings on the on here, in these little holes. You can go to like Rough Stuff, which is actually in a different country. I think it's in Europe somewhere. I think in Germany. And it's based out of Germany, I'm pretty sure. And it's they got like, you know, custom ears where you can like these ones you can't take off, but the ones they have you can take off. And there's like a strap behind here. You can put it on and it like it doesn't like mine. You don't see anything in the back because it's all covered by black Nebarini. Theirs has an opening, massive opening in the back. And they have like a bunch of different stuff.
How much crossover do you think there is with pups and furries? Because I know they're different, but I have a lot of friends who are kind of both.
Honestly, I'm into both. I have a fursuit and an actual pup play, you know, hood and collar and leash and all that shit, which that's more of like, so let's say like a fursuiter, they're into, you know, like my thing is I'm into regular fursuiting and then my pup play is my sexual side. Some people's are like, I want a fursuit and then a mercy. So it's kind of different because, you know, there's a lot of different things involved in it because, like, you know, there's like BDSM, stuff like that, like a lot of different shit that you can like bring up. But then again, your partner or whoever you're friends with has to be okay with it because, you know, someone may feel mad uncomfortable. And trust me, that's not fun when you have an uncomfortable partner.
Yeah, for sure.
Jolt, are you, yep. Or Van, there's two questions in the chat. Can you post them up to me quickly?
All right, first one up from Inu. Can we ask Papa Lana about getting into Headspace?
Okay, this is an interesting one. I haven't actually told, this is actually surprisingly, this is a really good question actually, by the way. And a lot of people don't know about this. Getting into Headspace. Well, first of all, like I said, you have to be calm, very calm. You have to be open-minded. Very open-minded. Definitely, you have to be okay with your partner and friend. Like I said, you have to know, like, also get to know them before you start doing any sexual stuff. Just find out that they're into that. And, you know, you got to be pretty much just really comfortable and figure out what you like and what you don't like, and then bring it up with your partner or friend, so that makes sure they don't get into, because like when you like do something you don't like, you will be kicked out of headspace very quickly. And also definitely like I sleep on top of my alpha, so I like sleep on top of him, or he'll sleep on top of me. Depends on how I feel, because honestly my back is crap, so sometimes I can't. So it really depends. Like I always like to like just cuddle. It just works every time. You literally can't get anything better than that. But yeah, that's pretty much how I get into headspace. I mean, most people can say the same thing. You want to do the next question?
Yeah, here's another one. Jason Kobovic says, I have a question for you. What are good brands for pop goods?
Definitely the one I have is Mistrath Leather. It's very great quality, $110. It's definitely a, like, even though you think it's like a lot of money, you get the quality for the money. I recommend also Rough Stuff. I've never been there, like never got one from there, because also I'm international for them. So like shipping is not happening, which I was going to get one. But if you're in America right now, Mr. S Leather, and if COVID ends, definitely try Rough Stuff. Those are two of my favorite personal like websites that have the best quality. Like I can't compare any custom ones or anything to these two fucking brands. There's nothing, there's no competitors to both of them for my personal.
Is Rough Stuff spelled
R-U-F-F? Like R-U-F-F, rough? Yes, and then stuff.
That's adorable.
I know, I think it's W-R-U-F-F. Yeah, W-R-U-F-F.
Oh, to emphasize the sound, now I get ya.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
shit. Yeah, I knew it. Oh, awesome.
And I think there was another question.
All right, here's a side question. Retro Hardbanger, I know who you are. It says,
okay.
You want to know what kind of guitar you have?
All right, 1 minute. I gotta bring it up because I had to charge my phone because it's like fucking 2%.
What kind of guitar do you have?
I have a JS Jackson 6-string electric guitar with a bass modifier and a amplifier that I have. If you want, I will do this, which will probably annoy a lot of people, but. Just like kind of like yeah, then I have my amplifier, of course, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Unless we have any more questions I don't know of.
No, I actually learned a lot. You know, I didn't even know anything about alphas, betas, omegas at all.
Yeah, that's basically the animal kingdom's social and sexual hierarchy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like a lot of my friends are pups. I just never ever, like, got into it and like asked. So yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Also, if they do want anyone that wants to follow me on Twitter, because I'm getting another pup, a custom one after 6 months when I get this when this wears out. If you do, that will be released in probably September, I would say, because I ordered it and it's gonna be a while. But it's from Mr. S Leather custom. If you want to let me, I think it's I think it's at Twitter. It's at PancakeTheWolf1, I think.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Makes all sense. Right, cool.
Here's another question on the side, though. Jason Kobovic again. Is for pops, is pop play a type of BDSM?
No, it's not. It's that's just another kink that people add to it. That's just literally another kink people add to like the pup play thing. Like honestly, it's normal like sex. Like honestly, but it's also, I mean, I don't know if you considered like, so what my alpha does is he pulls on like a leash on my collar. So yeah, maybe depends on how you really think of it. Cause honestly, I don't really think of it as BDSM to me, because honestly, that's more like when you want to tie me the fuck up and like fuck me. That's literally what it is.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like when fursuiters wear those harnesses. It's not really a sexual thing. It's kind of like a style.
Honestly, no. I think that's the usually like hold up like the fucking fursuit, because those do like sometimes they have like specific suits that like don't go together, and sometimes they lose glue. So you like some such ripping. So it also helps it to keep it up. But I do wear harnesses too, like, you know, on my like my my chest below, like my chest right up to here, and then it goes over my shoulders in the back and the same around here. But yeah, that's more like when I don't have a shirt on. So yeah, that's when it gets into like the BDSM shit.
It's just like, you know, people can choose to do that, like wear leashes, people can choose not to wear leashes, but yeah, it's like it's what you add on to it,
Yeah, that's kind of one, but I honestly think of it as tying me up. If you're gonna tie me up, that's BDSM to me.
Gotcha.
It sounds like create your own pub play. Take a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B.
You know what, Dragon? I may have to leave the fandom now just because you said that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but yeah, one last thing, a good useful piece of advice, like the headspace thing Inu says. From what I understand, it's similar to being in fursuit. You leave yourself behind and step into the headspace of being an animal. And from his experience, I've gone to a pup party in New Hampshire and found that the pups were happiest when I was petting them as a real doggo. Because I didn't see the person. I seen the doggo that they became.
Yes, so literally.
Very much similar to furryism. Like, you know, you do not see the person behind the suit. You see the animal they have become.
Well, I mean, technically... Well, before you say anything, Avera, I think they're waiting for this, of course.
What? Oh!
That's me. That's me. This is what I
want. The illusion is broken.
Oh, no, the illusion is
broken.
Ah, you're such a cutie.
I'm so good though. Like, as long, I know you were dying to get out of it. It must be uncomfortable.
Oh my god, I'm fucking dripping sweat. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot tighter than a fursuit head, too. So, wow.
Yeah, honestly, it's like bad. My head is fucking hurting now.
You're good.
Well, glad of you to brave it out. It's, you know, I have never streamed in fursuit.
Honestly, my fursuit has way more fucking space, so I wouldn't have a problem with that.
All right. Oh, thanks for that, though. I did learn quite a bit of about pop play, too. It's
kind of interesting.
You know, it's not everyone's cup of tea. I understand that. Not for me, but yeah, I'm sure to somebody. Like, I know. Like I said, I mentioned on the pre-show, I did meet a guy who wore, he took his pup mask around in town, and even through the streets of Las Vegas, he actually did that. And he got a good reaction out of it. So, yeah, more power to him.
Awesome.
Yes. So, we're going to segue to the next topic is, Belina, how did you get through 2020? Just after everything locked down and stuff.
We won't even discuss that. I don't even know, honestly. I was actually homeless for 2 months because I left where I lived. And I was in Boston, and I was pretty much walking around the streets for, like, fucking 2 months. And I stayed in hotels and friends' houses and, like, Mass for, like, a whole 2 months. And I finally found where I live now. So I live with two other – well, actually, my room technically – is technically also a Kiru's, but I live with two other furries in this house, which, yeah, they're whack as fuck, but, you know.
Yeah, man, I get it. I mean, I lost my job back in March.
Honestly, all I know is when a Kiru comes down, I get free sex. So that's all I really give a shit about in 2021 as of right now, because nothing else is going out the way we planned. Because no $2,000 stimulus check.
Yeah, right? Oh, $600 crumbs. Get out of here, Pelosi. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, yo, it's a mess for everyone.
Biden, bro. That man's is a whole old-ass fucking hag-looking-ass motherfucker. That man's looks like a whole fucking raunchy-ass, stinky-ass, like, whatever the fuck he is.
Hey, come on, man. You know the thing.
What, Joe Biden, bro? That man's is older than Bernie. You can't tell me different.
I know. He's crazy.
Yeah, he'd be leaving the world soon. But, yeah. So, the next thing I wanted to get on talk, you know, about is a salt piece from the New York Times, which I will obligatorily read out to you. children's screen time has soared in the pandemic, alarming patients and researchers. Now, yeah, I just wanted to preface this. Yes, it's happened to adults too, but for crying out loud, what are we supposed to do, you know, during that whole time when we're cooped up? In last year, and I was literally, I was stood down from work for like 1 month. Yeah, so that's my experience. I got stood down from work for 1 month, and literally my screen time soared up because I was, because they got me working from home, and what else was I supposed to do?
This kid looks like he's in an AA intervention that he doesn't want to be in, and the parents are just the parents are just like,
son, can you please, like, you know, speak up some more, you know?
And okay, this kid is 14. First of all, his school was probably closed. All the parks are closed. What else is he supposed to do except for play an Xbox? All right, I don't blame him.
I can't comprehend why these news articles are coming out, to be honest.
If they're turning around and saying
that people need to use their time on playing games in moderation, so they're doing other things as well, such as getting up and walking around, having a stretch, you're doing some light cleaning or something around where you're living. Yes, by all means, but this is literally just shitting on people playing games, which... I thought we got over this in the 90s.
No, apparently it always comes up. Remember the one... Do you remember the article of the guy who was spiraling out of control because he spent more than 2 hours a day online?
No.
Oh, God forbid. I remember that. Oh, no.
It was funny because then they made it a meme. And like, that sock monkey that, like, you know, looks towards the fourth wall and then looks forward. It literally says everyone else.
All right, just I have to bring this up about gaming, but what a lot of people don't realize is that for some individuals, playing games is actually a form of training. The U.S. military decided instead of turning around and using some special controller to control their drones, they use Xbox controllers. Just because the soldiers are so used to using the thing.
It's social interaction. It's, you know, it's mentally nowadays, engaging. Yeah.
Let's
say if you're at school and you're like on a sports team or something and then you can't go to school anymore, you have to do it on Zoom. What the hell are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and also, like, do you want the kids to, like, be spreading COVID, or do you just want them to be safe and happy playing games, talking to each other over the internet?
I mean, another thing I see these articles not doing is stating that you should be careful and make sure you play in moderation, like I said before. If you start noticing that you are getting addicted to gameplay, to it's unhealthy...
Yeah, then, let's just go let them join FaZe or like Optic or some shit. Like, honestly, like, just go join an MLG team if you're really gonna spend that much fucking time on like video games. Just honestly.
Well, actually, speaking of that, let's not forget, like, the gaming industry has a professional scene now. Like,
especially COD right now. FaZe just I think FaZe just won like. Fucking like the last of the finals for the MLG Call of Duty tournament. They fucking shit on like everyone because they have young talent and all the other players are like older, you know. We already knew them, and now we have young talent on FaZe and they're fucking shitting on these people like they were like never good.
South Korea apparently what they'll do is they'll take StarCraft players who are at the top of their game during their gaming career. And they'll go into business because they're good with strategy.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Meanwhile, us here in the good old US of A are saying people are spending too much time on games.
Yeah, right? This
okay,
poor
14-year-old
kid, his parents are like they're going to send him to Dr. Phil's ranch.
Dude, they're honestly going to like... Dude, at one point, they're going to end up start playing, like, GTA 5, and then they're going to be like, fucking crazy, bro. And then they hop on the COD, and they're like, oh, fuck, I just got shit on, like, honestly.
No. GTA is play school compared to the Postal series.
Oh, okay, yeah, but you remember, like, the old Modern Warfare 2 days? Not the new one, like, the old one. Like, the fucking first ever Modern Warfare 2 when it was, like, they had that fucking Captain Price, like, with, I think it was, like, Captain Mac.
Right.
Something, and they were sniping, yeah. That fucking game was, like, all trick shotters back then. Now we have fucking, like, MLG teams that are, like, all these massive MLG teams. Back then, we only had FaZe and OpTic. Now we have, like fucking with them MLG teams. What happened to just quick scoping when that was what their original shit was?
It's because companies found out that they could make money solely off of people who game.
Yeah.
I mean, all those good microtransactions. How delicious.
And, you know, like, from, you know, deals, sponsorships, and all that stuff. Like, yeah.
Exactly like Advanced Warfare. When you try to get a fucking goddamn fucking gun, and it's exactly like Rainbow Six Siege. When you try to get a Black Ice, and you just can't fucking get it, and you spend like $1,000 on fucking like bundles, and you just don't get anything.
Okay, see, that's where the addiction problem happens, when you're spending
that's
that
gambling.
Much money.
That's gambling. That's gambling. At that point.
Basically, yeah.
Like, not the hours and stuff, like, to get... I guess to get back onto the whole, back to the right, the train of like addiction and like hours and all that. Yeah, I agree. But now it's so weird, like, you know, and now even Kotaku had to make a defense about this stuff. Like the New York Times is worried kids are playing too much time and so on and so on. Like, and now it's like, what, you know, again, what are these kids supposed to do when they have no parks, no school, you know, and all their buddies are locked up in their own homes? And
what's she supposed to do? Go on YouTube and watch like yoga videos and learn how to.
Honestly,
don't bring up YouTube, kids, please. Don't.
Yo, honestly, yoga's kind of a fucking flex. If you can't do yoga, then you should just not live. Like, if you can't do yoga, bro, that's like not even that difficult.
In the situation, the worst possible thing that could affect you is mental health. And if gaming helps with that, no, it is just wrong. And yes, any game that provides microtransactions is not a game. It's basically a slot machine. That's how I see it.
Honestly, that's bringing up like the back end. That's bringing up the fact that, like, remember when we used to discuss, like, they were discussing, like, oh, it's like, are shooting games like really that bad? Are they causing people to actually shoot people in real life? Like, that's going back to that bullshit again. That's, like, literally the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah, well, they used to say the same thing about music. You know, like, rock and roll is causing all the bad things. All the kids are all corrupt because they're worshiping Satan now, listening to, you know, them heavy metal.
Yeah, and then...
That's just because they shouldn't be listening to it.
and then we have, like, Cardi B come out with, like, the worst song in the decade.
Yo,
oh,
legit.
God,
though.
No, not her.
Pop music is considered the worst thing in the world. Pop music.
Oh, yeah. Not all pop music. Pop rock
not
is
all, but,
fucking
I mean,
Fall Out Boy. Like, I'm talking like Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, the new MGK album, like shit like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
That shit is good. That shit was
All right, so Pup's not gonna like me, right? But can Eminem roast MGK again so that he gets off of being like this rock sensation, right? I want him out of my genre.
Eminem? Wait.
No,
really, you're choosing him as the guy who
technically, no. There's no way because, like, honestly, Eminem is rap. You can't like roast someone that has a completely different genre because then he would have to switch up his genre to roast him to have him go back.
Let's say
Dax, like they had a thing where Dax, they brought up Dax, you know, Dax the rapper, of course, Dragons, right?
Yep.
Yeah. They thought they compared him to Eminem because he learned off of him and thought they were the same thing. And they said the same thing about Joyner, but Joyner didn't even know Eminem back then. He listened to like Ice Cube and fucking Tupac and Biggie And they thought, everyone's like, oh, it's like he based off his shit off Eminem. And I'm like, you don't know Joyner. I actually have met Joyner in Boston. There's no way you can tell me this man, if you haven't met him in real life, do not tell me that he based himself off Eminem. I've met Joyner Lucas in real life in Boston. He is no coincidence to Eminem. They say, oh, he like fucking raps like Eminem. Maybe he raps like him, but he has no fucking connections with him.
All righty.
All I'm saying is I want Machine Gun Kelly out of my genre. That's it.
Well, I mean, you can just remove all your, like, all the MGK songs you have on it, because clearly that's why it's picking up all your MGK shit. Like,
that's no, why. I don't even have MGK on it. That's the worst part. Like, I'll go to a rock playlist and it'll be MGK, and I'll be like, no, can I just get, you know, my good old hard rock? What happened?
With this news article specifically from the New York Times, I have to wonder, what does someone have to have in order to become a reporter these days?
That's a good question. Imagine starting your line with, like, saying, you from the quote, like, says, I failed my son. And, yeah.
Can you please fucking tag what this man said? Please. Can you tag the recent the second thing that Tony said, please? I just want everyone to respond to this. Like, I just want to see what everyone's response to the second thing Tony said recently. Oh,
what did he say?
Also, Eminem sucks. He's a crap god. Yeah, that's that. I know I'm not fond of Eminem, but yeah. But I guess just to wrap this up with a the last question from Noble, just before we wrap up the show. Yeah,
I mean, journalism is dead. The show.
Yes, wrap.
So to answer Noble's question, the only thing you have to have is to be a reporter is a laptop and a leftist agenda. That's it.
So I wonder if I approach them and say I'm autistic, can I get a job?
I mean, you know, why not, right? You might as well.
If it doesn't work, you can sue. Yeah, you can sue for that discrimination.
Yeah, luckily, exactly. I got the one that says it. So,
yeah.
Yo, honestly, I'm gonna answer Noble's question right now. Like right now, if you need to become a reporter, go to 7 News and tell them you really want a job. It won't take any more than that.
Are you talking about the American 7 News or the Australian 7 News?
Both. Just tell them, go up to them and say, I want a fucking job. You don't need a high school diploma here to fucking get it. Neither probably do you need in Australia. You can probably, like, go in with a fucking half, like, you can probably go in there at 16 and just say, I want to become a reporter. And they'll be like, you're hired.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's like fucking Market Basket. I could go work there at 15 and get hired, like, instantly as a fucking manager. And that's pretty much what I did.
I mean, all you have to do to get hired by CNN is say he Trump bad, right?
Yes, the Orange Man bad.
Orange Man sus, and CNN will be like, hey, come on in.
Fuck's
all right. Now that he's out of office, I don't know what the hell they're gonna do. I mean, CNN.
So,
he's probably gonna go back to raping little children like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's time to wrap the show up. So I'm just one by one. Any last, one last closing statement, one by one. Who'd like to start?
I will. Don't forget to try to bring a little joy into people's lives, even if it includes using fireworks.
Fireworks. They're illegal where I live.
Yeah, I've been hearing them blow off and off more and more. Yeah, so.
Just don't burn your house down or anyone else.
Who's going next?
I'll go.
Me?
Yeah, Dragons. What's up?
Oh, I was going to say, I can go. I can go next.
Yeah, Dragon, you can go. You go.
All right. Well, according to New York Times, we're all addicted to video games, which means I guess they probably just weren't having people read them, so that's why they had to make the article.
And apparently our parents are disappointed in us for, like, they failed, you know, they have failed us because we are addicted to games.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Pup?
What?
Just a closing statement.
Sure. Follow me on Twitter at PancakeTheWolf1 because I post some NSFW stuff. If y'all want it, it's there. Because yeah, because I know all y'all horny furs in that chat want some shit. So, yeah. Also, top or bottom? No, not top. Bottom. Bottom bitches only.
All right.
Okay. And Avira, finally.
Well, this was eventful. I actually did learn a lot about the whole pup fandom, so thank you for that, my dude.
Yes, and, sir.
I hope everyone listening had a fantastic time, and have a good night. We'll see you next week.
And also,
yeah, and it's such a colorful episode indeed. And just to wrap up, yeah, thanks to everyone for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it. We do this for you. And, you know, and to survive these crazy times. Now, our episodes of Raiders Rambles are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, BitChute, more platforms further down the line, and you will know where to find us because we are staying put until the world ends. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye.
Bye.